knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my good friend and humongous Three's Company fan, Jeremy Taggart, who many know from being the original drummer in Our Lady Peace. His podcast, Canadianity, that he does with Jonathan Torrance, is a mainstay on the podcast charts and will be releasing a book this October. Actually, last October, they released a book called Canadianity, Tales from the True North, Strong and Freezing. Jeremy, welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast.
Hey, Danko. Thanks for calling and letting me know. And I'm psyched. I've been longing for a podcast like this, and I am a subscriber now, so it's awesome.
Well, when I uploaded and I announced, you know, that I'm doing this, you started texting me lines from the series.
Yes.
Like really deep, deep cut quotes, man.
I think I hit you with the, I ain't leaving until you hit me, Jack.
That one is a classic. I got to bring
and
you.
Which way is Paradise Towers? That way.
you got to come back for those episodes.
Yes, for sure. I love it. Now that you're immersed in this, in the shows again, like, how has this changed anything for you? Like, are you more aware of the show or
no? Again, what do you mean? I'm always in it. I'm
always
watching.
You like it's your Seinfeld. Like you watch it continuously.
I watch it all the time. I have all of them on DVD. So you know, whenever I get the hankering,
yeah. Because it's on TV a lot still, which is great.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. But I sometimes I just want to watch a certain part era of the show.
Yes,
you know that.
Nice.
So from that Paradise Towers episode, the other line I like is no or yes yes.
Yeah, he's such a weasel the way he's eating the chicken.
I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
the other question I had for you, because you probably know more about the show than anybody, is the actual, you know, it's based on a British comedy or something, right?
Man About the House.
Yeah, but there's also another theory. Have you heard the other story?
No. What's that?
Well, Norman Fell. Jonathan Torrance told me this on the podcast. I heard that the original concept of the show was Norman Fell's character was one of the Ocean's 11 guys, and he purchased that condo development with his money, and that was how he retired. And he was supposed to be the star of the show, like this ex-gangster who, and I guess things turned around when Jack Tripper's character, John Ritter, kind of made the character so popular that the show became more about him. And that's what started the breakdown of Norman Fell, and then him exiting was because he wasn't the guy. So I don't know if that's 100% true or not, but just wanted to bounce it off you.
You know what? I bet there's some truth to that. But The fact of the matter is, like, Man About the House had an elderly couple who were the Ropers. They were just called George and Mildred rather than Stanley and Helen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe there is some truth to that, that maybe they just morphed it into this BBC show that they already knew about.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been a little bit of both.
Who knows? Yeah, for sure. But it's a classic show. I mean, there's a lot of great sitcoms that stand the test of time, and this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, there's, you know, I find that they really, around this era, I'm bringing you in early in the series.
Yeah.
When they were still trying to, you know, find their bearings, but once they did, man, there were some classic lines.
Yeah, it really is. John Ritter is a really hilarious character, man. Really funny actor.
Well, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Episode, now you're on for a few weeks on the Regal Beagle podcast. So the first, for this first week, we're at season 2, episode 11, Janet's High School Sweetheart. It aired November 29th, 1977, written by Dixie Brown Grossman and Don Nickel, directed by Bill Hobbin. And the synopsis is really easy. Janet runs into Peter Van Horn, her high school crush, played by John Ellerick, invites him to a date at the apartment, which I thought was kind of weird. And then Chrissy gets creeped out by him because she senses he's kind of a player. And then Jack and Chrissy try to alert Janet, and then all, you know, chaos ensues.
Yes.
What did you think about, first of all, I have to ask you two questions. The first is, how big of a Three's Company fan are you, Jeremy, before we start, really?
It was really what on when I was like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That was when it was really banging, and it was on all the time. I'd watch it every day after I got home from school. So it kind of, I grew up with it, and I mean, I watched it every single day. So I knew all the episodes naturally as they kind of came out. Obviously, maybe not from the late 70s as much, but you know how they would rerun them all the time anyway?
Yeah.
So I it's probably up there. It's probably a top five in my life, you know, because it's just, if it's on, I'll always watch it. And it always, every episode takes me back to when I was a kid. So you can't really argue with tradition and memories, right?
Yeah, no.
Things get you like that. So definitely, for sure.
Yeah, and
big fan.
You know, you're texting me these deep quotes. I mean, I have to get you on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Absolutely. So, okay, now my second question is, what did you think of Janet's High School Sweetheart?
Well, I mean, it's you could kind of sense what was happening right away when you see him.
Yeah.
Because, like, the total, like, you know, absolute jock. And, one of, you know, we've all met that guy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just thought he was the perfect example of what she was talking about. Like, never, ever had a problem, you know, beating women off with a stick type guy, for sure. But cheesy. You could tell he's really, they cast it perfectly.
It's kind of weird that, like, he basically tries to sexually assault her. And
yeah.
And he just gets a slap on the wrist, really. I mean,
I know, but it, you know what that tells you is how common that was at the time.
Yeah.
Men being total dirtballs.
Yeah.
And especially when he's expecting, and he just can't accept any reason why she wouldn't want to be, you know, accepting his greasiness. But yeah, you can tell that he just, that's all, you know, that type of person is all they think about. But it must have been so common that they could do it in a show like that. Now, if that happened, like, the guy would be like getting handcuffed at the end, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's so crazy.
He's literally, if they weren't there, what was he going to do next? Like, grab her and throw her on the ground? Like, crazy.
And the only reason why he didn't end up assaulting her is because didn't he slip and he hurt himself?
Yes. Yeah, he slipped and he broke the end table with his forehead.
It's crazy. And the only thing they do is slam the door on him at the end, which is crazy.
Throws him out the door with a jacket around his arms.
He could have fallen down the stairs, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully.
That could have happened. And then
probably is what happened, but they didn't want to make it too violent, right? So they'd make it.
Yeah. And then another thing is, also in this episode, we see the beginning of the writers starting to have fun with, you know, that Chrissy Snow logic that they kept bringing in with her double squeeze and, you know, like, the, you know, these roundabout logic things that she does, like...
breaking down the line of, you know, very nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Very pleased.
And then her explanation is also, like, you know, part of this crazy logic that they started to put more and more into the show. And make her, you know, I found that when Chrissy started at the beginning of the series, she wasn't as silly as she ended up.
No, I know. And they really kind of played it up. And I think that's what happens, though. It's such a successful show, and they were number one, so they had to stay number one. That's when stuff kind of, usually, with exception to Seinfeld, things go south. You know, when you're trying to stay on top, because there's just way too many producers and people with their finger in the pie at that point, you know?
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, let's move on to next week. Well, you're back next week, Jeremy. I'm not letting you go that quickly. Onwards through series season two. Thanks for hanging out with me this week, and I'll see you next week.
See you, Dex.